invite children to come up? Since you're brother and sister, you don't have to stay away from each other, I guess. You may want to at times, but I just have to stay away from you, right? If we do things the way we're supposed to. You notice anything odd about what I'm wearing today? A different kind of stole, right, than what I usually wear. A different stole than we normally wear on Easter, or we would use for Easter. And what is on this stole, other than a loose thread I just saw? But people. What kind of people? God's children. Right. And they are supposed to be children, if you look at them closely. And what else do you notice about the children? Do they all look the same? No, they're all different, right? One of the things we're reminded of over and over in Scripture is that we are all God's children. There's even a little song you may have learned about God's children, right? Do you remember what it says about children? Which children does he love? All children, right. Red and yellow, black and white. Remember that song? Okay. The older people do. I'm not sure if you still learn it or not. But we're reminded that we're all God's children. And I wanted to wear it today. This was not really when I planned to wear it originally. But I was thinking that we really are reminded right now that we're all God's children. And that all the children on earth can get this. This disease that's going around. It's called a pandemic because it is sort of everywhere. And anyone can get it. All over the world. So there is a sense in which, I guess on this Easter day, that we're especially reminded that we really are all God's children. That we all have lots of things in common. But one of the things right now we have in common is the risk of this illness. And so it changes our lives. In this country and countries around the world, there was a couple of other announcements today of other countries where they've started doing the same things we're doing because the disease has shown up in their country. And it's just an important reminder for us that God's love is for all people, but that we also share lots of other things in common. And one of those things is that we are threatened by this illness. So it's important for us to do the things we need to do to try to stay safe and keep other people safe, right? So let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for coming and giving yourself for us. Jesus, you told us to love one another. Help us, Lord, to live in such a way that others see your love. Help us to love all people. And we ask you to keep us and all people safe. In your holy name. Amen. Thanks for coming up.